starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Spotted one.
Where?
Well, up in that oak tree.
Well, I don't see any.
Shh. What's the matter with you? Don't you hear anything Miss Vernon says? She said when you spot birds, you can't go tramping through the woods like an elephant, and you can't go shouting. Now, come on and be quiet. For crying out loud. What'd you have to do that for?
I couldn't help it. I tripped.
Oh, it was a cedar waxwing, too. First one we've seen.
How could you tell?
Because it had a brown head with a crest and a yellow breast.
Hmm.
You can't write it down. You didn't see it.
Yeah, but you did. How many people have to see it? A trillion?
You don't even get what the whole idea is, do you?
What idea?
The idea of spotting birds and writing them down in a book.
Sure I do. It's homework. Only instead of doing it at home, you do it out here in the woods.
What a dope. The idea is so you'll get to know what all the birds look like and what they are. And so you won't think that a cedar waxwing is a yellow-breasted flycatcher.
Who cares?
All you care's about eating.
I do not.
Oh, come on, girl.
Where are you going?
It's time for supper.
It is? Wow!
Well, long as there ain't no more victuals, I guess I'll go in the setting room and read the newspaper.
All right.
Mom, can Porky and me be... Can Porky and I be excused? We gotta check our bird list.
Now, if you finish your milk, you may be excused.
Well, thanks for the swell supper, Miss Miller. Thanks for letting me stay over.
Oh, you're very welcome, Porky. What time are you two bird spotters getting up in the morning?
Oh, pretty early. Tomorrow's our last day. We gotta hand in our papers on Monday.
Well, then do get to bed early.
Oh, huh? We will. Good night, Mom.
Night, Miss Miller.
Good night, Porky.
Cedar waxwing gave me 34.
Ha! I got 35.
How come?
Well, I saw the bobolinks twice.
That doesn't count. It's got to be 50 different birds.
50 different birds? I bet there isn't 50 different birds in the whole entire woods.
Well, that shows how much you know. There's hundreds. There's 1,400 different kinds in the United States.
Then how come after 3 days of looking and searching, you only end up with 34? How come?
Because some are hard to spot. Because they look like trees and brush. Boy, if we had some field glasses, we could spot them easy.
Yeah, if we had field glasses, they cost $1 trillion.
Well, someday I'll save enough and get a pair. Then we won't have to sneak up on birds. We can spot them from far off. Hey, that towhee I saw. That gives me 35. You saw him, too.
How do you spell towhee?
Isn't it bad enough I have to do your looking for you, but can't you at least do your own spelling?
Why can't we find birds that are easy to spell? Like robin.
Excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt, but I have something I think maybe you'll be able to use. No, Porky, nothing to eat.
Well, what is it, Mom? Field glasses!
Wowie!
They were your father's, Jeff. He used them during the war, and I've been saving them for you.
Boy, oh boy!
They're swell. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, all right, darling. Remember to be careful with them.
Oh, I will.
Let me look for a while, Jeff.
You look for everything but birds.
I look, and if a bird happens to be there, I see him.
Well, okay, here. See what I mean? What are you looking in the water for?
Maybe there's a flying fish.
Oh, quit the clowning, will you, Porky? Let me have those glasses.
Wait a minute. I see something.
What this time?
A duck. It's sitting on a nest.
Let me see. You're right, it's a mallard. Boy. Oh, but none of the other kids spotted a nesting duck.
Do you think she's sitting on eggs?
What else would she be sitting on?
Well, she could be just sitting.
Girl.
Lassie, come back here.
She let you duck.
She did not.
Boy, it sure looked like she was coming after that duck.
No, she was chasing something that was sneaking up on the duck.
Look, 5'8".
Don't touch him. If you touch him, she won't hatch him out. They're pretty.
What color would you say they are? I want to write down.
Well, they could be a pale blue or a light green. Oh, here she is. Told her she was chasing something.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, we'd better get out of here so the duck can come back, or else the eggs will get cold.
How many more we got to spot?
Redtail Hawk made 36. The duck's 37. We got 13 more.
How are we going to spot 13?
There's one.
Where?
Right there.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you're a loony bird.
Loony.
I told you we'd spot 50 birds easy.
Easy. 2 hours yesterday and 3 hours today.
Hi, Gramps. We got all our birds.
Well, I hope you told them to keep away from the raspberry patch.
What you making, Mr. Miller?
What's it look like?
A scarecrow.
Well, how in the name of shooting did you figure that out?
It was easy. Where are you going to put it?
In the raspberry patch. They're eating them like mad.
What's the matter, Mr. Miller? Don't you like birds?
Sure, I like birds, but I like raspberries, too.
I'll get the camera.
Where are you going now?
Oh, we saw a mallard duck sitting on 5 eggs. Jeff wants to take a picture of him.
Well, you can't take a picture of a setting duck without a telephoto lens.
What's that?
Well, it's a lens built like a telescope. Takes pictures from far off.
Your gram says that you can't get close enough to take a picture.
Well, we can try. Gramps, I'm going to leave Lassie here with you.
Well, she won't chase ducks.
No, but she might scare the mother. That way we wouldn't get the picture. Lassie, you stay with Gramps. Come on, Cork.
Well, I guess that does it. Come on, Lassie. Let's get her out there.
A ferret. Probably the same one Lassie chased off before.
Dead, huh?
Yeah. We'll bury her later. Come on.
Will the male duck come back and sit on the eggs?
Nope.
What's going to happen to them?
Either they'll get cold and be no good, or the ferret will come back and eat them.
How long do you think she's been sitting on them? Hey, they're still warm, Jeff.
Yeah, they are. Hey, you know what we could do?
What?
Take them home, let one of the hens sit on them and hatch them out. Then take the babies to school, show them to everybody.
Hey, that'd be super.
No, not like that. We gotta leave them in the nest and keep them warm.
How?
Here, hold these. Do you have a handkerchief?
No.
Don't you know you're supposed to carry one?
Yeah, I know I'm supposed to, but if I don't have to blow my nose, I just forget.
Oh, come on.
Be pretty hard to find a broody hen this time of year.
I thought hens set all year round.
Spring and early summer, mostly.
How long will the eggs stay warm?
Well, about an hour after the time she left him.
It's been almost an hour now. I know. Lassie could keep them warm till we find a hen.
My pop thought I was crazy. He almost broke my eardrum.
I'm going to use Lassie to keep the eggs warm until we can find a hen. Lie down, girl.
Liable to hatch out pups?
Out of duck eggs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All okay. Now you stay here, girl. Keep the eggs nice and warm. And don't move till I tell you to. You'd better go in the house and call Jim Teal and Bert Silsby. They have a lot of chickens. Come on.
You know,
I never thought I'd live to see it, but I'm glad I did.
What?
Lassie's sitting on a clutch of duck eggs.
Oh, you're joking.
Just as true as I'm standing here, she's sitting in a stall there on 5 duck eggs. You know, it's lucky that dog can't talk or they'd have her out selling vacuum cleaners.
Oh,
goodness. Oh, dear.
Hello, Mr. Teal. This is Jeff Miller. I'm fine, thanks.
I was wondering, do you have a broody hen at your place?
Okay, that's what I thought. Thanks anyway. Bye.
Well, Lassie can't hatch them out, can she?
Well, I never heard tell of it, but anything's liable to happen with these two kids, you know.
Hello, Jenny. This is me again, Jeff. Would you get me Mr. Silsby's place?
Hey, I know. How about an incinerator?
A what?
An incinerator.
That's to burn things. You mean an incubator.
Yeah.
We have one, but it's busted, and it'd take too long. Hello, Mr. Silsby. This is Jeff Miller. I'm fine, thanks. So's Mom and Gramps. Would you happen to have a broody hen around? That's what everybody says. Okay, thanks anyway. So long. Same story. If only we could get Lassie to keep him warm tonight. Then we could borrow an incubator in the morning.
I know. I could bring Pokey over here, and he could help her keep them warm.
No, thanks. He'd eat the eggs.
He would not.
He eats anything he can get into his mouth.
He doesn't like eggs, except hard-boiled ones.
Come on, let's see how Lassie's doing.
Did you feed Lassie?
No, I didn't want to disturb her.
Oh, now, Jeff, really?
Well, it's just for tonight. In the morning, Gramps is going to borrow Jim Teal's incinerator.
His what?
Oh, that goofy Porky. He said it, so I said it. I mean, incubator.
I thought for a minute we were going to have roast newborn duck.
Well, I'm through now. Can I go out and check?
All right, 5 minutes. Then you have to take a bath.
A bath?
Now, come on, let's not have the big act. You skipped last night, remember? It's school tomorrow.
Okay. Hi, girl. How you doing? The eggs are nice and warm. I'll get you some water in case you get thirsty during the night. Here you are, girl. Now, you stay here and stay on the eggs and keep them warm. I'll see you first thing in the morning. Go, Lassie. Lie down. Lie down. Down. You'll be a good girl. You've got to stay on those eggs to keep them warm. Remember, no matter what happens, stay on the eggs.
I'm sorry.
What's going on here?
Ferret. Get him, Lassie. Get him.
She all right?
Yeah, it's just a scratch.
Come on, girl.
The duck.
Well, he won't kill anymore. Dig a hole and bury it.
Okay.
And you better get back to bed before your ma wakes up. It's a miracle she slept through all this commotion.
You remembered what I said about staying on the eggs no matter what happened, didn't you, girl? You're a good dog. Good night.
Here. You're supposed to be outside keeping the eggs warm. Well, come out here. Hey. Mom! Gramps! The duck's hatched out!
Jeff, you've got to let Lassie in. That whining's driving me crazy.
She'll get over it.
Why does she have to get over it? She hasn't done anything.
Well, they think that she's their mother because she hatched them out.
That's right.
Would you expect her to understand that? After all, she's not a duck. How would you like it if you had five little pigs following you around wherever you went?
Well, I wouldn't be their mother.
Neither is Lassie.
Well, they think she is.
Same as a chicken hatching out duck eggs. Vice versa.
Poor dog's going out of her mind.
Wow, I'm late. Bye, Mom. Grant. I'll go out the front door.
Well, wait, aren't you taking Lassie to school with you?
No, she has to watch the ducklings.
Oh, Jeff!
Too late.
Do you mean to tell me that I am going to have to play nursemaid to a whining dog who's playing mother to a flock of quacking ducklings?
That's what it looks like.
Oh, heaven help me. Oh, there you are. Lassie, now come out from under there this minute. Come on, now, did you hear me? Come on. No, I sympathize with you completely. But you had no business sneaking in the window. Oh, stop it, will you? I'm doing my best to get her out here. If you had any sense, you'd know that a collie couldn't possibly be your mother. Lassie, where are you? Lassie, where are you? Have you seen Lassie?
Nope. There's the duck. She can't be very far away.
She was under the bed, but I chased her out. I wonder if she... Lassie, if you're under there again, I'll...
me to do?
I want you to take them up to her.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why?
Because they belong to her. Because that grandson of yours made her hatch them out. Because I'm going out of my mind, that's why.
Hi, Mom. Gramps.
Oh, Jeff, you have to do something about this duck situation. Lassie's up in the hayloft and
it's all fixed. I borrowed a female mallard from Jim Teal. She's got her wings clipped, so she'll stay. She can take care of the ducklings.
Not on your tintype. It won't work. It just won't work.
I told you it wouldn't work. You know, it's the funny thing about ducks. If they ain't hatched in an incubator, they stick pretty close to the first living thing they see after they crack the shell.
Well, I must say, I certainly learned something from this experience.
I did, too. And so did Lassie. Thank you.